following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's going on, Refuge family? I am here with today's Refuge Devo. Different scenery right now. I'm in my car. Actually, we are on a break. The staff here at Refuge are on a break. Doing a big planning meeting for just the different ministry, whether it be events or things that are coming up in the future. So just know that we love you guys. We are praying for you guys, and we have you in our minds as we plan and ask God to direct us in what we're doing. So we're breaking for lunch, and I wanted to just steal away some time and to share something that's been on my heart. Now, I believe it was a couple months ago, I had talked about John chapter 15. For the high school students, we went through a teaching series on all the I am statements and that Jesus makes in the Gospel of John. And we said, simply put, you know, each time that Jesus says I am and then gives us a statement, he's declaring to be God. He's saying, I am God, right? It points back to an awesome, you know, thing that happened in Exodus 3 when Moses is like, well, who said, you know, who should I say sent me? And God responds to Moses and says, tell them I am sent you. And so when Jesus says, hey, I am the resurrection and the life, he's declaring two truths. Number one, I am God. And not only am I God, but this is the kind of God I am. I'm the kind of God that gives life. I'm the resurrection and life, right? So John chapter 15, one of my favorite I am statements. I'm going to read the first five verses. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, or the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. Now, I went over this passage a couple months ago, and the focus that I was focusing on was on the importance of abiding, right? It is the most important thing about who we are as believers. Like, make no mistake, if we are not connected, abiding intentionally every single day, waking up and plugging into the power source that is Jesus, right? If we are not abiding in him, we can do nothing of significance or eternal significance. And so there is a sobering call to every single believer. We must abide. That's what we were focusing on the last time. What I want to focus on really quickly in our short time is a couple things, a couple truths that John 15 brings out for us. So it says that, right, Jesus saying, I am the true vine. So Jesus is the vine. We're not the vine, right? My Father is the vine dresser or the gardener, right? So we have the gardener, we have the vine, and then we have the branches. Three things at play here, right? The gardener, what does a gardener do? If any of you gardens, what do you do? Well, it's your job to make sure that the garden, the plants within the garden, are taken care of. You put them in the right spot. You tend to, you care for, right? The vine's job is to give, you know, the nutrients or the life to the plants. And that's essentially what we are in this analogy, right? So you have the gardener who oversees and has ownership over all of the garden. You have the vine, which gives life to the plants or the branches. And then you have branches like us. Here's the encouragement that I really want to get across. And I got to be honest, this, and I've read this passage, I've taught this passage, it's one of my favorite passages, but it hit me different. Over this past week, I was at a youth conference with Blake and one of our leaders, Ron, and really, really good time, blessed. I was so refreshed being there. It was awesome. And one of the teachers talked about this. And this is the application they pulled from it, and it blessed me beyond belief. And it was just the simplicity of drawing us back to, okay, who is the gardener? And so, well, it's God. Okay, cool. What is the gardener's job? Like, what do they do? And you think about that. Okay, well, what is the vine's job? What is the branch's job? And the simplicity of this text, right? And it's the abiding, which we talked about a couple months ago. The branch does nothing. It does nothing but stay connected. That's all it does, right? That's all it does. We can't manufacture fruit. We can't will in ourselves, just try harder, do better to produce fruit. Because branches don't produce fruit by themselves. Now we can fake it and it can look good. I'm literally outside of Bellaterra and I see all these trees right here. I could take and chop off a tree branch right now and I could show it to you guys and it would be green and it'd be vibrant and the leaves would look good. But you stay cut off from a tree for so long and that branch that looks really lively, it dies, right? The branch's job is simply to abide. The vine's job is to give life to the branch. The gardener's job is to have ownership over all of this, over the entire thing. Here is the application for me at this conference. Far too often, we believe in our walks with Jesus, in our ministries, and that might be at church, that might be a ministry with your family, at your work, whatever that looks like. But we take on too much ownership as if God has called us to be the gardener when he has called us to be branches. The gardener has ownership. It's on the gardener to produce, I guess what you could call results, right? Our job as branches is to connect and to stay there and to hold on for your dear life and to just abide and stay in that spot. We are not the gardeners. Let me put it to you this way. In whatever area of service you're in with your family, and you might have, you know, sons or daughters or kids or grandkids, and you're going, I'm doing everything I can. And maybe they've walked away from the Lord. They don't love Jesus. If I was just better in this area, then my kid would be a Christian. If I was better in this area of my job, this would happen. Can I just challenge that thinking? As we look at John 15, and can I just say in love, God has not called you to end game results. That is not up to you. He's called you to faithfulness and he's called you to stewardship and he's called you to obedience. The way that God views success and the way we view success is so different. It's so different. We are called to be faithful to what God has asked us to do, to be obedient and to steward the gifts that God has given us, right? If we do all of those things, right, we are just being branches. And another thing in John 10, he calls us sheep. He's not trying to make fun of us or talk down to us. He's saying, you are sheep. I'm the good shepherd. What do sheep do? Well, they listen to the good shepherd's voice. Do sheep have any idea of where they're going? No. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter because they trust the shepherd that knows exactly where they're going. So my encouragement for you, and I got to tell you guys, it blessed me more than you will possibly know. I am not the gardener. The ministry that I'm overseeing, I'm not in charge of that as much as God is in charge of that. And I'm just called to abide in him, be a branch and allow God. I am called and we're called to be branches in the garden that God owns, right? There's so much freedom to that. You are not the gardener. You are not the vine. Right? Life does not come from you. It comes from Jesus that gives life to you. So guys, my encouragement, right? Please hear me on this. God is with you. He owns, look around. I don't know if you're in your car, if you're at home, you're outside, look around and just understand God owns and runs this thing. All of it. You are not called to be God. You are not God. You make a bad God. I make an even worse God. If you don't believe me, have a 5-minute conversation with me and you'll be like, David would be the worst God ever, right? You are not called to be God. You are called to be a branch. And there is freedom in that. And so as branches, let's abide. Let's stay connected like never before. Refuge family, we love you. We'll catch you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.